This week's parasha we have the Luchos, the giving of the Torah. And we know the significance of Matan Torah in our lives, that if not for Torah, Lule Terasa Shashua Yazavada Tibioni, the central role that Torah plays in our lives. Tanav Elio has some very beautiful words on the Pasuk, which introduces the Luchos. This is in Perek Chafav in Elio Rabbah. So he writes, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, blessed is Master of the World, Shebachar Behem Bisrael, Yesmi B'chol HaGoyim, that he chose us amongst all the Goyim, V'kana Oysam Kinyan Gomer, and he acquired us with a complete Kinyan, a complete acquisition. And he called us his sons and his servants on his name. He sometimes speaks to us in plural, sometimes in singular. Why is that? Because of the great love that he loves us. And the great joy that he has with us. This is what Hashem says to us. Bonai, my children. Anihusha Yashafti, it is me that I waited. 974 generations. Koidim Shinivra Oilam. The Gemara tells us that there were 974 generations before creation of this world. Hashem waited all these years. These aren't years, these are generations. It could be 20 years. So 974 times 20. That I investigated, v'chakarti, v'tzarafti, v'chanti, it's called the Torah Zois, that I put this Torah together with perfection over the course of these 974 generations before the world was created. From that moment that I created the world until now, which was the giving of the Torah, I sit on my throne of glory. A third of the day I learned Torah. The Gemara tells us this as well. A third of the day I judge the world, says Hashem, and a third of the world I give tzedakah, and I make sure that everybody has what they need in this world. I ignored and I left all the other 70 languages of the world, those nations, and I came and I connected, I attached myself to you. And I called you godly. And I made your name like mine. We know Yisrael is after Hashem's name, Kael. And I called you my brothers, my friends. And it goes on to say how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm the only one, there's nobody but me, etc., etc. This is why I think that this is such a gevaldik chiddush, this Elio Rabbah. First of all, it's such an endearing passage as it pertains to Matan Torah. We have to see Matan Torah with the proper backdrop. What we see from the Torah and what we see from the Gemara is that when Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, it was a very moving experience, but there was a big pacha, there was a big fear. There was a yira, there was a naira, and the Gemara says that in the same way that Hashem, he gave the Torah to us, to Bnei Yisrael, with an ema and a pachad and a yira with a trepidation. So too, we have to learn Torah that way. To learn Torah, can see nasmi sinah, like the way that it was given, the fashion that it was given to us. And that's the picture which we get from the Gemara, and from the Psukim itself, as it describes the great fire, and the koilus and the barakim, the lightning and the sounds and the shofar. What we have here from Eliyahu Navi is a second addition, and that is the beautiful words of love, and the perspective of how meaningful Matan Torah was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that he created the world with a mission, with a purpose, which he looked forward to with this time frame, which is a lot to us, 974 generations. And Hashem said that I was preparing the Torah. I worked on the Torah to perfect it, whatever that means, for all this time. And then I waited 26 generations after that to give the Torah to you, to Bnei Yisrael. And then Hashem says, you're my children, you're my brothers, you're my friends. I love you more than anything, and I take care of you. This is what it means to give the Torah. So when we sit here and we're learning Torah, and everything which is a part of Torah, the Torah which we do, which we have to hear the investment and the love that Hashem is saying to us. We have this Torah that it's not to be taken for granted. Hashem went through His own kivyachol mesiras nefesh that we should be able to sit here right now to learn this Torah, to bring it to us, whatever it means. But Hashem wants us to know how much He loves us. And the truth is, every single day in davening, we can have this hakara. It's right in front of us. Before we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, of which, by the way, is like the Iker Torah. The Medrash says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is Hashem's first words. That's Matan Torah. The Medrash says, this is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In fact, the Yerushalmi has a whole vart, a drush, where it says that in the parish of Shema, you can find a remez to all of the Aseres Adibros. And in the Sfardi Sidurim, and some of them, and in the Mekubalim Sidurim, it tells us, when, in those Sidurim, exactly which mitzvahs line up, which mitzvah lines up to which pasuk within the three parshas of Kriya Shema. But Shema itself corresponds to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But before we say Shema in the morning, and in the evening, not as much, but in the morning especially, we say, Ahava Rabba Aftanu Hashem Elokeinu. You loved us with such tremendous love, Chelma Gadoilu, with pity and compassion. Look at this, go through that, read through that in the English, and to see how we're describing the love that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael when He gave us the Torah. And it needs learning, and it needs careful attention, because unless we're taught otherwise, we can see, Chas V'Shalom, the mitzvahs and the details of mitzvahs as being sometimes, we don't want to say it, but like a pain, like it's difficult. And we say to ourselves, wouldn't it just be much nicer to do whatever we want? But the truth is that this is the greatest expression of Hashem's love to give us the Torah. The connection which we have with Him. And like Hashem said by Matan Torah, I made you godly. It was only taken away from us, the revealed godliness, when we were choited by the eagle. But there's an akudu within every single Jew, that chedek elokam yimal, that piece of Hashem which we have, which never left, which He gave us at Har Sinai. There's a reshim of Harsin which we carry along, and Hashem says, the expression of my love to you is that I give you a piece of me. What could be a greater demonstration of that love? And it's through Torah mitzvahs which brings that out to allow us to become godly. And that's the destiny of every single one of us and every single Jew, that although we've suffered for so many years, then in the same way that Bnei Yisrael suffered for tens, hundreds of years in Mitzrayim, only to come to Matan Torah and for Hashem to say, Anecha Shem Elokecha Asher Yitzir Emetz Mitzrayim, and they said it was all worth it to come to receive this Torah now, to be where we are today. So too, we have a lot to look forward to by clinging to Hashem and Torah mitzvahs, that although we've suffered for thousands of years, we're going to all look back, and when Hashem says, Anilchi Hashem Elokecha, once again, we're going to turn to Hashem and we're going to say, thank you, it was mamish, all worth it. We should be zechah to see those days very, very soon.
Amen. Amen.